Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Greeting and grace, peace from our Lord Jesus Christ. You want to stay in tune these next 5 or 6 meditation, because I'm going to be training you about how to control your soul. In Luke chapter 21, verse 14, it says, "Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends. And some of you shall they call to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." But verse 18 says, "But there shall not an hair of your head perish." And the key text is verse 19, "In your patience possess ye your soul." In other words, all of these things, all of these people deceiving you, going through all these things, people hating you. But if your soul is out of control, you're not going to be able to handle it. You're going to lose it. You got to have your emotion. You got to have your reasoning. You got to have your memory. You got to have your imagination. And you got to have your will under the control of God. To flow in the realm of God, the realm of the Holy Spirit, the realm of Jesus, one also must know how to be a keeper of his soul. Most of the failure good people are experiencing in their soul, being out of control, and not knowing how to tame the soul. Your emotion, reasoning, memory, imagination, and will must constantly be built on the foundation of God's word. God's word properly delivered and properly received will calm and conquer your soul. Your soul activities and bring your life fully in alignment with God's will. As you meditate today, I can tell you, new paths is being built for you as we speak. Many things you have desired are about to unfold in your life today. So pay close attention, because within this series of meditation, I'm going to show you how to go to the archive of my ministry and find more teaching on your soul. So just look forward to it, and we'll get back to you. God bless you.